I'm Laura Boosinger, and this is Pandemic Arts, the audio version of the streaming video series where artists talk about how they're coping with the global pandemic. This episode features Natalia Weinstein and John Cloyd Miller, touring as Zoe and Cloyd. How do you adapt as touring performers, teachers, songwriters, and the parents of a small child when your normal life stops? Let's visit with Zoe and Cloyd to learn how they adapted, got creative, and maintained during this pandemic.
We don't leave the house. No, I'm just kidding.
Ever.
I'm just kidding. Well, if you go out in public, we wear masks if we go to the supermarket. But really just trying to limit our social exposure. And if we do have any friends come over for a visit, it's always outdoors with plenty of spacing. And just being really careful, I guess.
Yeah.
It was such an abrupt change. You know what I mean? Like, things were just chugging along as usual. We had just gotten back from a week in Nashville when everything really kind of started shutting down, and my mom flew home just before everything shut down on, you know, basically March 13th, I think, Friday the 13th. And it just was crazy how fast our life just went upside down. You know, I mean, between Katie's school being canceled and us having to transition to all online teaching, Warren Wilson, you know, we both teach at Warren Wilson College. John was teaching a course on songwriting, and I was teaching fiddle lessons, and he was teaching mandolin, and we had to figure out how to, you know, switch to teaching those classes online, and I also teach at the Academy for the Arts downtown in Asheville, and had to switch all those lessons online, and it was just kind of chaotic. It was so chaotic for the first couple weeks, and every day there was new news and everything was changing. And
everybody's
trying
to figure out how long is this going to last? And all of a sudden, you know, like so many other musicians and not only musicians, but venues and booking agents and managers and everybody, at least in the arts, I mean, our schedule just collapsed. Like, you know, we had New England tour, Western tour, UK tour, all this stuff, and it just gone. The teaching has been able to allow us to sustain some income, but you know, we're off for the summer, and the summer is like when we do a lot of, you know, our main income is performing. It really does show you how quick things can change and how things can just go
blink of an eye. That opens up doors to things that you haven't had a chance to experience before.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We're lucky that we live out here in the country, and we have we're in the woods, and we have a nice place to live, and I feel really thankful for that.
This is the first time we've had a real garden, you know, besides just like a little box in our front yard that doesn't do much. So it's, you know, that giving us the time to have a big garden like that and tend to it and not just ignore it. Rock climbing, we got really into rock climbing. John built Katie a climbing wall on the side of our deck, and we took her out rock climbing last week for the first time on an actual rock face, and she got 50 feet up the rock, and you know, she was harnessed in and everything like that, but she's just climbed right up it, and was the view's pretty great up here.
Well, all the things, I've been a climber since I was 19 years old, you know, and all the things that I used to do before I started doing a lot more music, I feel like we've kind of returned to those things. But I mean, it is weird to not be traveling and working as much. I mean, I guess you just have to, you know, make lemonade out of lemons.
It's been really hard for us to do anything productive together. Having a child, I mean, I love Katie, but it's been really hard for us to even just sit down and play music together.
People would be surprised how little we've been playing music. You know, I mean, I think people think that, oh, these music, you know, we are very thankful and lucky that, you know, we're music partners, and
we live together.
We're in the same house, and that's cool. And I bet people are thinking that we're just like playing music constantly and writing all this music and and that's not really the case at all. You know, we're usually one of us is hanging out with Katie. We're trying to keep her stimulated, and you know, so it's ironic how little we're sitting around playing music. Although Katie's been learning fiddle, and so she's been progressing a lot and really been into it, really enjoying it. And
she likes to play with us.
And that's like, fun. You know.
If she hears John teaching a mandolin tune, like the other day she heard him teaching Cripple Creek to one of his students on a Zoom lesson, you know, and she said, I want to learn that song. So she sat down and I showed it to her and she just picked it right up. And so she likes, you know, being able to play along with us. And today even we were practicing one of John's songs this morning for this, and she was trying to figure out how to play along with him. You know, just it was an F, so she wasn't having much luck. But it was cute. She just really, I think it's been a really nice way to kind of bring her into the fold of the family music.
This whole thing has added a layer of heaviness to everything. Like going to the grocery store is just weird, and you know, all this stuff and everything. Yeah, and it's just everything just has this extra layer of mental, like, well, should we let Katie play with these kids? I mean, where have they been? Or like, who? Even our friend over here, like, well, they work here and they know these people, and it just it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. And I think for everybody, I think everybody out there, whether they have kids or not, can understand how exhausting it is to think through all these scenarios constantly. And at the end of a day, I like to sometimes I just want to sit on the couch and, you know, drink a glass of wine and watch some stupid TV show. Like, I don't want to think. I don't want to think about crafting a song or writing lyrics. It's not good, but it's not all bad. It's just interesting. And the way that people are adapting is really interesting and inspiring.
I think diversification, it was funny, we were just talking to one of the classes at Warren Wilson about how an important key to being a musician is diversification, at least in our experience.
All these musicians that normally would be out on the road and who knows what city they'd be in and where in the world they'd be, but all these live streams, all these people that you can watch from home.
In their living rooms.
And they're doing these really intimate shows and things, and we've done a couple of them. And
connecting with these artists in a really intimate, different way than you would at a show necessarily. In some ways, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You're not physically near them, but it's a more intimate experience.
One of our live streams got glitchy. We had a week where our internet was not working very well, and we had one of them that cut out for like a minute and a half or something, and then you see the viewership just drop because people, you know, they don't know.
They don't want to sit around and wait for you to come back online.
And it's just, yeah, the technical stuff is fascinating. And
challenging. I just heard somebody say the other day that they think that things are not going to be normal for musicians until like fall of 2021, you know, and normal in terms of being able to bring, you know, the normal schedules, touring and stuff like that. And
I think everybody's starting to wrap their head around, you know, looking a lot longer term than all of us thought.
Right. We're just sort of taking it month by month. Like, you know, we just have a couple things this month and a couple things next month, and then we don't really have a whole, you know, we're just sort of taking it in stride. We'll just take it 1 month at a time, or 1 week at a time, or 1 day at a time, you know.
Yeah, we haven't resumed active booking.
No.
You know, we are basically just like
if somebody emails us, maybe we can work
something out. But right now we're just kind of like in this holding pattern.
Pandemic Arts is produced by the Will and Denny McIntyre Foundation in partnership with the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, the Madison County Arts Council, and WNCW. Pandemic Arts is adapted for radio by Corey Askew and Joe Kendrick. Our theme music is written and performed by Zoe and Cloyd. Major funding is provided by the Ray Bigelow Charitable Trust, the Carlisle Adams Foundation, and Fred and Lauren Weed. Stay safe and keep singing. I'm Laura Boosinger. Thank you.